Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Former Special Counsel Robert Mueller is testifying before the House Intelligence Committee, his second congressional hearing today. This one is on possible Trump campaign contacts with Russians interfering in the 2016 election. Committee Chair Adam Schiff, the Democrat of California, opened the hearing by referring to those contacts and then saying Mueller's report tells a story about disloyalty to country. Let's listen.
A crime is the violation of law written by Congress. But disloyalty to country violates the very oath of citizenship, our devotion to a core principle on which our nation was founded, that we, the people, and not some foreign power that wishes us ill, we decide who governs us.
But in the ranking Republican's opening statement, Representative Devin Nunes of California portrayed the Democrats, Mueller, and the FBI as working together to sabotage President Trump.
Among congressional Democrats, the Russia investigation was never about finding the truth. It's always been a simple media operation. By their own accounts, this operation continues in this room today. Once again, numerous pressing issues this committee needs to address are put on hold to indulge the political fantasies of people who believed it was their destiny to serve Hillary Clinton's administration. It's time for the curtain to close on the Russia hoax. The conspiracy theory is dead.
NPR's national security editor Phil Ewing joins us now. And Phil, Mueller told both the Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee earlier, the Russian interference in the 2016 elections is not a hoax. We hear the Republicans setting the table for this second hearing, saying it is. Talk more about each party's plan here.
Well, as you heard the ranking member, Mr. Nunes, say in that clip, Democrats thought it would be politically helpful to them to just have Robert Mueller on TV and on the radio today talking in ways that might reach more Americans about what he found than the penetration that was made into the public consciousness by his written report, which was very long. It was written in highly technical legal language. We'll see how successful that was, given the special counsel's taciturnity today, his unwillingness to kind of get drawn into the baits and traps that members of Congress have been laying for him on both sides of the aisle. And we'll also have to see how effective Republicans have been in trying to, you know, discredit him, to take him down a peg, to present his office as being full of biased investigators, people who they say committed defenses as lawyers of Hillary Clinton's associates or contributed to her campaign, et cetera. That's what's taking place today. We'll just have to see how effective it turns out to be for both sides.
Well, in this morning's hearings, the Democrats seemed determined to get Robert Mueller to repeatedly say he had not cleared President Trump of obstruction of justice. He did not exonerate him. Here in this hearing regarding Russian interference, they seem to be trying to just have Mueller repeat what was in the report, that it was not a hoax. Here's Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes.
Director, who did the Russian social media campaign ultimately intend to benefit? Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
The second operation, Director.
Let me just say Donald Trump, but there were instances where Hillary Clinton was subject to much the same behavior.
Yeah, so some people are tweeting out, well, there went that soundbite that Democrats could, you know, maybe use against Donald Trump. But Republicans seem to be, in response, going into the weeds about the genesis of the investigation, about Russian early contacts with, you know, White House campaign aides, about Paul Manafort giving polling. It seems kind of weedy, but they obviously have a goal there. What is that?
Well, they're looking ahead to two investigations at least that are taking place inside the Justice Department right now. One of them is about the use by authorities of their surveillance powers in the Russia investigation, specifically involving the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and the way it was used to surveil at least one Trump aide, Carter Page. And then there's another one about the way the FBI used its powers involving confidential informants and its international relations to get the Russia investigation going originally in 2016. We may learn more about that. But the points that the ranking member, Devin Nunes, made in the second hearing with Mueller today were all about kind of an alternative string of events that he said showed that this was the product of a conspiracy by biased officials in the FBI or the Justice Department abusing their power. That's the theory that has gotten a lot of attention for among the president's supporters, and that's what Nunes articulated in his opening statement today.
And we repeat that in the earlier hearing before the Judiciary Committee, Mueller said many times he had not exonerated or cleared the president. And that also was attacked by Republicans. NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing, in Washington following it all. Phil, thank you.
Thank you.